It's time to have breakfast around the world with the diaspora.
Let's get right into it. Time for us to check what our cool, fresh Namibians are doing abroad. This is the Fresh Diaspora. And today we are going to have breakfast with the lovely Cici, who is based in Norway. And we just want to know, you know, what she gets up to on a daily, how long she's been away from home, what are some of those things that she misses the most about, you know, Namibia, when is she planning on coming this side, is she bringing anything for NSK and myself. Either way, it's going to be a good time, okay? So come around, or tag along, that is, for this beautiful conversation.
Good morning. Good morning. That's how you say good morning in Norwegian. Hi, I'm Cici, and I'm currently residing in Norway. Yay! Okay, so I've been in Norway since last year, August. So it's almost about 6 months and 2 weeks or so. So I am currently an au pair here in Norway. I live in Stavanger. It's also a very beautiful place because it's very close to the, like, the ocean, and they have beautiful mountains, and you, if you like hiking and if you love nature, I think this would be like a perfect place for you. The different thing is the weather, guys. It's the weather, the people, transport, job opportunities, and just the living condition. I think those are totally different from Namibia in so many ways. And I think the transport as well, they have, in Norway, they have really flexible, I would say really efficient transportation. They have trains, not the one we have home, guys. I mean, I'm just saying. And buses, they use more buses for like even shorter distances as transport, and it's very convenient. And the train is very fast, very convenient. I think people here also live a very simple life. Rather, we try to live this luxurious life, guys. I don't know. I always try to learn to buy brand clothing and stuff. And you come here, people will get more and stuff, but they don't really care much about that, you know? So I was like, yo, it's our mindset. It's not in the right places, Nick, because I said, if here people don't really care much about, oh, it's iPhone, oh, it's one. I mean, to be fair, everybody got an iPhone, but nobody cares about it that much. And safety here, you can leave your phone anywhere, you can still find it. Safety, guys. You can have your phone out and be talking to whoever out. You don't have to guard it. You can leave it on the table, you can leave it in the toilet. I think I left my phone back in the Netherlands in the church toilet twice, and I got it back twice. So I was like, you're safety, because I was like, you should die if that was back home. I would kiss that phone goodbye. I would have to go buy a new one. So the safety is really well. The people, if you know people, then I think it's going to be easy. But originally, when you compare, we are warm, kind of, and they're cold. I don't know, it's because of the cold weather. I'm joking. Yeah, but no, it's like they're, because they have already made friends when they were young. It's like already a circle of people. So basically, it's hard to make friends out of a circle already that's already made. If that makes any sense, but it does in my head. I'm just trying to rethink it again. But it's making sense, you know? So it's easy to make friends with foreigners because they're also trying to make friends, and it's a new person. So it's, but yeah, they're a little bit, you know, stay far from me. You're gonna do a lot to get into their circle. And job opportunities, I love the mindset of people here, because kids start working at a young age. They get start being paid at the young age of 16, and I'm just like, wow. And they can get a real job, and after they are grade 12, they already have a job. So and I think it's also very, there's opportunities for also people from outside of the world. I mean, you can apply for jobs as well. I think that's a very much open opportunity. So you gotta learn Norwegian. I think that would be also a very best idea. If you'd like to come to Norway, you need to learn the language. And that would be like my advice. But also, I think I've also made a few friends who are not from here. They don't know Norwegian yet, but they still work here. So there is some companies that are international. So that's the two. What I do for fun, I love dancing. I love dancing. So I go to dancing for fun. and I love it. So that's what I mostly do for fun. What I miss about Namibia is that the food, guys. I don't know, but the food is just, I miss Namibian food, like kapana spice, yo. The kapana spice. I never thought I would say this, but I also even miss KFC. And I'm like, yo, guys, I miss KFC. I literally do miss KFC at this point. Like, just the pop. Just the matangarao. Just even thinking about it, just... I like this. The food is very... is one thing that I miss the most is the food. Just the food. Because we shame. I need some spices. So, yeah. And, yeah, mostly the food. And I think getting to Europe is a difficult thing. It's very, you need to adjust, you need to learn to adjust. It's very not the same as back home, so you do certain things that are very different from home. You are different culture, different people, different food, different everything, so you probably will miss home at a certain point, but it's about you. You want to adjust. You need to make up your own small community that you feel very comfortable with. Knowing people from other African countries is very, very comforting because you share the same struggles and you kind of understand each other. And you, some of them have also their like food and you guys can eat together. So don't think getting, don't think that you cannot get here. That's what I'm trying to say. Something that you cannot get here, you can literally get here and make something of yourself. I know getting here, the process is the difficult part, to be honest, but staying here is not the difficult part. It's the easiest part. As soon as you get on that plane, you know that your life will be better. Really. It really will be better if you just take a chance. Dual pairing, do volunteer work. Do something, go out and see the world, go out and meet people. You will see that it's very different. And although I do miss home, it's not a miss of I want to come back and stay there. No, it's a miss of just coming to visit my country because I miss it and go back. Because there isn't really much back home for me, even if I have a degree. And there is so much out here for me, even with my degree. And there are certain things that I can do and be. Get something good out of it and do something good for my life out of it and still do it without, you know, having to have obtained a bachelor's or a PhD in certain things. You get. So that is my word, man. Take a step, go forward. Don't stop. It's gonna be difficult, but hey, you grow in difficult places, you know, grow in uncomfortable places. And you will look back and be like, wow, I did that. God did that. And look where we are now today, you know. So I would just give that. And if anybody would like to, of course, be an au pair. And you can, they can always send comments or have questions about au pairing. Send comments to the presenters and they can ask me anything. Of course, I'm always free to answer anything, any questions. My people, come out here. Come out here. We need more Namibians. Do not worry. Sorry for my voice is kind of going because I have a flu at the moment, but I had to do this and it was so nice to get to you guys and I hope that I have said something that will spark a step into somebody's life. And it was really, really nice to get to you. I hope you have an amazing day. Hope you have a blessed day and be blessed and always. Bye. 好的